The Southern Humboldt Fire Safe Council hosted their Fire Resources Fair at the Mateel Community Center on April 27th for the second year in a row. Last year, the event was initiated by the Humboldt County Fire Safe Council through a CAL FIRE grant that provided funding for education and outreach. While last year's event was co-produced by the Southern Humboldt Fire Safe Council and Humboldt County Fire Safe Council, this year's event was produced by Southern Humboldt Fire Safe Council solely and sponsored by local businesses Soham Health, Garberville Rotary, Vocality Community Credit Union, Daisies, Alpenglow Farms, New Harris General Store, University of California Cooperative Extension, Chautauqua Natural Foods, and the Mateel Community Center. The first presentation highlighted 8 of our neighborhood fire-safe councils and FireWise communities, local groups organized to foster fire resiliency and preparedness in each of their necks of the woods.
The movers and the shakers of our community are in this room right now.
It's just amazing the power and the creativity that rises here. There's a lot of great work being done in this community, and there's power in that. And this panel represents that power. And we enjoy supporting and helping in various ways these great organizations.
Southern Humboldt Fire Safe Council Chair Gail Eastwood introduced the first panel, which consisted of Christina Huff with Garberville FireWise, Craig Johnson with Bembo FireWise, Chief Nick Pape with Shelter Cove FireWise, Christopher Larson with Whale Gulch Fire Safe Council, Anna Rogers with Whitethorn Fire Safe Council, Som Kimley with the Harris Fire Safe Council, Tanner Spees with Ettersburg Fire Safe Council, and Kathy Weber with Crooked Prairie Fire Safe Council. Carriana Reynolds moderated this panel. Tune in to Public Affairs on Thursday, May 16th to hear the second half of the event.
The more organized we get as a Southern Humboldt community and all these small groups, the more the funding is going to come so we can realize our dreams here. So I'm Carriana Reynolds. I'll be the moderator today. We're going to start with this first answer. We're going to ask, what issue or event led to the formation of your group? What was the spark?
I'm Christina Huff with Garberville FireWise. It was the summer of 2020, the August complex, thinking about how vulnerable Garberville is and how like it is to paradise.
Good afternoon. I'm Craig Johnson. My wife and I have a homestead up in the Benbow area. Heather Burke and Anna Edwards and Burgers, they started pulling together some community members to talk about how to organize to become more resilient over time. Some of their concerns were their age and being able to like get trees out of the way and access and egress. You know, the fear of the Paradise Fire happening again was really resonating with everyone, and that was a call to action, I guess. Moving forward, we became FireWise in a minute.
I'm Fire Chief Nick Pape with Shelter Cove Fire, Shelter Cove FireWise. Our FireWise program really started 2013, 2014. We had many fires impact Shelter Cove and a large fire threat out there. We're at the end of a very long, narrow, windy, pothole-filled road. And we have 4,000 lots, and there's a lot of vacant property owners, and there wasn't a solution to that. So we decided to be more proactive instead of reactive.
I'm Christopher Larson from Whale Gulch. Been out there about 40 years, and we're neighbors of Shelter Cove, but we're quite a different situation. And a real catalyst for us to become a FireWise community was probably losing Nancy Peregrine, who was this incredible energy behind our fire department and our community, and did the job of 6 other people. And without her, we suddenly realized it was kind of a need for somebody to support our volunteer fire company.
Our council was started by our fire department's assistant chief, Kent Griggs-Miller, 4 years ago when there was a lot of fire activity, going out of town, coming back for the fire activity, and realizing that communications were just kind of in disarray, and really felt like there needed to be some people to address that really hyper-locally. So that was Kent's goal, was how to create a plan locally for communications and emergency response.
Hello, my name is Tanner Spees. I am with the Ettersburg Fire Safe Council. We started through a series of community emergency response planning meetings with the Telegraph Ridge Fire Protection District and Fire Department, which Edersburg is inside. And through those meetings, we identified some goals. And one of the ideas of how to try to work to accomplish those goals was to create a fire safe council.
I'm Kathy Weber, and I'm with the Crooked Prairie Fire Safe Council, which is out in the Edersburg area. And I have lived there for 40 years. And in those 40 years, we've had our share of fires. We all got older. The insurance got more expensive. We had to disband. So out of that is how our Fire Safe Council came to be. We also formed a NEST, Neighborhood Emergency Service Team, back in 1999, partly in response to the Y2K threat, which thankfully did not happen.
I'm Sam Kimley. I'm with the Harris Fire Safe Council. A few summers ago, the August complex came through. I think that was really the catalyst for us to form. It was just across the river from our area. Had it crossed the river, many people would have lost their homes and their livelihoods. I'd say we're very grassroots.
So the next question we're going to ask all our panelists here is, how are you addressing these concerns? What projects are you working on? In 2.5 minutes, good luck.
Garberville FireWise is very focused on education. We have a 7-point action plan.
You know, first we became FireWise. Then we organized to annex the southern Humboldt area south of Garberville and through Sprawl Creek into the Garberville Fire Department. So that was a huge, huge milestone.
How do we involve our community? Our Shelter Cove FireWise is a fire department-sponsored program through the Resort Improvement District, which is the special district in Shelter Cove. So year one was that main assessment. What can we do now? Year two was, all right, we found out that fire is a threat and our evacuation routes are not sustainable with life. If we did have a large event in Shelter Cove, it's going to be really hard to get people out. So then what do we do for notification? So we invested in one of the first emergency notification siren systems. So we have 6 sirens strategically placed that can either do tsunami or wildfire hazard alerts, which hopefully wake people up and notify them. And we built up our fire department. We passed a fire tax similar to what Garberville did recently, which quadrupled our fire department funding, which gave us more resources to put towards being proactive. Now we're in the next phases of getting fuels reduction grant money.
Whitethorn Fire Safes Council, our main task has been gathering information for a while now. We're a very isolated community, even from each other sometimes. So we've been working on gathering information. We divided the district into 14 nests. Each nest has a leader, and that leader has been working on gathering information about everybody who lives in their nest. Do they have a gate that we might need to cut through to reach them? You know, what needs do they have? Do they have someone who might need to use a wheelchair or something like that in case of an evacuation?
We pursued a California Fire Safe Council capacity building grant, which we received. That allowed us to really dig into some of the projects. Part of that grant was the development of 2 shovel-ready projects. So we decided as a priority to focus on defensible space, and our second project was a prescribed fire. So worked on a California Fire Safe Council Defensible Space grant, which we received. We were a part of the coordination of that development with Humboldt County Public Works and implementing partner Bryceland Volunteer Fire Department. So this project's it's a major accomplishment for our area, I think. We're very close to kicking it off. In fact, we are signing up applicants now. The prescribed fire that we're planning, we are hoping to implement this fall, and that's going to be to create defensible space around the Edersburg Fire Station.
You only need 8 households to be a recognized FireWise community, which has a lot of benefit in terms of both organizing your action plan and having a hookup with a national organization that's gonna be watching, are you doing your action plan? It also has some fire insurance benefit, which is a concern for a lot of people.
The second presentation by Jana Valakovic circled back on some lessons about DIY home hardening and defensible space that were offered at last year's event, and updated us on the latest trends in fire insurance. Tune into KMUD's Public Affairs on Thursday, May 16th at 5 p.m. to catch the rest of the first panel of Smaller Neighborhoods, plus highlights from Yana Valakovic's presentation. For KMUD News, I'm Serenity Wood.